There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Tonight is the debut of the Atlanta Drive. I know we're in week three of the TGL now. Tiger made his debut last week. We're tuning in to watch that. Obviously, the first match a couple weeks ago, everybody tuned in for that as well. Tonight, the Atlanta Drive make their debut, and they're taking on the New York Golf Club. Happy to welcome Justin Thomas as we get ready for tonight.
The Atlanta Drive Golf Club Report is brought to you by Southern Company, official partner of Atlanta Drive Golf Club, and by the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Justin, thanks for taking the time today. How are you?
What up, JT?
How are we doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Doing well, man. Looking forward to tonight. I'm interested. I mean, you played in a million golf tournaments. You won like $1 million on Sunday coming in second at the American Express. So you've been in a lot of like match day, game day preparation stuff. How does today compare to maybe like a Sunday when you're in the mix?
It's totally and completely different. I've never been sitting on my couch at 12:45 watching the Australian Open tennis while it's honestly so early to even start thinking about the match tonight. So I go to bed pretty early, so I'm kind of wondering around 8:15 if my body clock's going to be okay of me out there playing golf.
Well, I got a question, because you're playing on the simulator and all those things, and I'm pretty sure you have one of those. How is it going to be? Is it any difference between maybe the one you have at your home and the one you're going to play on tonight?
I do not have one. I'm very fortunate of living in Florida. I don't need it necessarily.
Oh, right. You just have a real golf course. That sounds cool.
I also know myself, and I think if I had one, I would do more harm than good of me trying stuff out. But it's obviously different, right? I mean, that's the end of the day. Like, this is extremely competitive. We all want to win. We all want to beat each other, and we're all having fun, but it's also, you know, this isn't Augusta. This isn't a U.S. Open. Like, these isn't real greens, or like, the balls are going to take funky bounces. The ball may not do exactly, you know, perfect every single time, but like, it is what it is. Like, we're all dealing with the same stuff, right? And, but it's mind blowing how it just, the technology, and like, you know, the ball is curving by the time it hits the screen, and like, it's, you know, you're still, like, I've done a couple practice sessions, and like, you know, you're still trying to obviously hit your numbers, and like, you have to aim way more than you do in a simulator normal when it's right in front of you. Just kind of, at least for me, I feel like you just kind of hit. Mm-hmm. But the screen's so far in front of you, you have to aim and actually give it a little bit more thought. So it's you know, it's different, but an adjustment for all of us. But it's very very, very cool.
Justin Thomas joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, pro golfer, member of the Atlanta Drive as well, as they make their debut tonight against the New York Golf Club. I know one of the features, and we've seen it a little bit, but one of the features is, you know, it's three guys. It's in the intimate setting of the arena as opposed to a golf course. Everybody's mic'd up. Like, how willing are you to kind of let the other guys have it a little bit as you guys are competing tonight?
Extremely. I probably enough to the point where like I need to remind myself that I'm on live television. I say some things sometimes where even I'm like, dude, like, you know, that's your friend. I don't know why, like, you don't need to say things like that to them. But it's, you know, it's all in it's all in good fun, and I never mean any harm of it. It's just, I don't know, for some reason my brain works very sarcastically and likes to have fun in situations and settings like that. So I'm willing to stay on the appropriate line on the side of that, but it'll be good fun, and we'll definitely be some needling and competitiveness.
Do they give you any guidelines as far as that goes? Like, you guys are out there competing, whatever, trash talking. It's on ESPN, so the FCC, mm-hmm. right? Like, is there any sort of conversation about, like, here's the line a little bit?
No, I mean, I haven't had any of that. I mean, obviously, I haven't played, but we still have had enough conversation with them where I would think that they would have told us that if so, but
yeah, good.
No, I mean, I think their big thing is they just want us to be, they want us to be us. I think the more that, as you all know, the more that they would try to force that on us, the, mm-hmm. the less natural and obvious it would be. So, you know, we just kind of go out there and do our thing, I'd say.
Who now, which of the three are you going to give to the most, though? Because obviously Ricky and Matt and Cameron, but I mean, obviously there's got to be one that you're just waiting to just needle more than another.
Well, I mean, I know Rick the most, and I'm closest with him, so he will probably be on the receiving end of the majority of it. But it's also, he's so nice and such a good friend that, like, I feel guilty if I do too much. So
right.
he's it could be tough, and they're all very different. You know, it's like Cam and Matt are kind of quiet. So, and Cam, I mean, I think the world of his game, and but he's almost like so quiet, he scares me a little bit. Like,
uh-oh.
I think he could just straight pick me up and throw me if he wanted, so I may have to tiptoe around that. And Matt just kind of does his thing in golf, and he doesn't necessarily feel the need to say too much. So maybe the instincts will come out, and we'll see. But Rick is definitely at the top of the list at the moment.
I'll tell you, if that happens, if Cam Young body slams you tonight, you guys will go viral. That'll probably be really good for the social media.
Yeah, we'll go viral, all right.
Yeah. Let me ask you this final one for me, and we're looking forward to tonight. But it's, you know, you're the Atlanta Drive. We're on Atlanta Sports Radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what makes you guys as a team representative of Atlanta?
Well, obviously, you know, it's been great to be involved and really getting to know, you know, Mr. Arthur Blank. Like, he's been awesome, and I've been mind blown. I've heard a lot of stories, and he's always been very supportive and involved in golf in different ways. But just getting to know him, especially since Atlanta Drive has started, but of how gracious and nice he is to everybody that's involved with us. You know, it's like I've heard stories of, you know, if you're involved in the Falcons and you're involved in his foundation, whatever. I mean, obviously PGA Superstore, Home Depot, whatever it is, like he treats you as his own. And he immediately, from the first time I truly spent time with him, you know, any of my friends, family that were there, he treated them immediately the same that, you know, he did myself and anybody else in the room. And that, I thought that was pretty cool, especially somebody in his position. He definitely doesn't need to do that. But, you know, everything that I had heard about him has been more than true. And he's kind of given us a little bit of that, you know, Atlanta, I guess, ties, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely more interested in Falcons games than I used to be because of him.
That makes sense. Justin, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, JP.
Good luck tonight.
Good night, man. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys.